A very good morning to you all and welcome to the 26th of 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Thursday, 18th March Jesus, we worship you. You alone are what we need, what we depend on for life and joy. Forgive us for looking anywhere else. We need resilience. We want to recover, to rebound, to overcome all the fears that attack us. From the habits that bind us, from the voices that poison our hearts and minds, and from the selfishness and greed that lead us to betray others. Only you can do this work in us. Only you can filter the lies from the truth and help us to continue to be faithful to you and to one another, and especially not to betray those who love us. We ask all these through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 13, the verses 16 to 30. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture: he who shared my bread has turned against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, Ask him which one he means. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, What you are about to do, do quickly. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. Dear friends, I want to think about that very terrible scene of betrayal as exemplified in the character of Judas when he showed great disloyalty to our Lord despite his love for him. Jesus had just washed his disciples' feet and taught them that lesson of humility and service. They were now gathered around the table for a common meal when he made that outrageous revelation, verse 18 of our text. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. Or verse 21b, very truly I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. Jesus was quoting Psalm 41 verse 9 to show the cruelty of Judas's disloyalty to him, his master and Lord. Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted his heel against me. In the East, to eat bread with anyone was a sign of friendship and an act of loyalty. 1 Kings 18 verse 19 tells how the prophets of Baal ate bread at the table of Jezebel. For one who had eaten bread at someone's table to turn against the person to whom by that very act he had pledged his friendship was a bitter thing and a serious betrayal indeed. And so the psalmist sees this disloyalty of friends as the sorest of all hurts. Psalm 55, 12 to 14 is a very poignant and penetrating representation of that feeling. If an enemy were insulting me, I could bear it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshippers. In other words, we used to hold sweet conversations together and walked and shared our stories together. We walked in fellowship, yet you betrayed me. You sold me out, but why? And that question rings large in many hearts as I speak to you, hearts that have been broken by friend and family despite the trust and commitment to the relationship, hearts that have been broken by spouses and dearest of persons. It is a most sorrowful thing when we are guilty of such heartbreaking disloyalty or betrayal. And Jesus' use of the phraseology, he lifted up his heel against me, is even more poignant and cruel. It describes brutal violence. However, dear friend, in this passage, there is no hint of anger from the Lord, only of sorrow. Jesus, with his last appeal, is revealing the wound upon his heart to Judas. Judas, why? But we must learn that all that tragedy was within the purpose of God, and that Jesus unquestionably accepted it. It was scripture coming to fulfillment because the redemption of the world would cost the broken heart of God. Jesus knew the cost of our redemption, and he was ready to pay for it. He was not going to be killed. He was choosing to die. But how could Judas manage this double-sided personality? None of the disciples ever suspected he was this bad. Judas must have been the perfect actor and the perfect hypocrite. All the time he was putting on an act of love and loyalty, which deceived everyone except Jesus. And Jesus warned Judas severally about what he wanted to do, but Satan had already overtaken him. Again and again, Jesus showed his affection to Judas. The Savior loved him, but Satan had taken away his heart, and he was ready only to do what he had planned to do. So the crucial moment came, the moment when the love of Jesus admitted defeat. "Judas," Jesus said, "what you are about to do, do quickly." When Judas received the bread, the devil entered into him. He went out, and it was night. It was night, for the day was late. But there was and there is another kind of night that John is talking about, possibly a metaphor for evil, because it is always night when people go from Christ to follow their own purposes and evil machinations. It is always night when we listen to the call of evil rather than the summons of good. It is always night when hate puts out the light of love in our lives. It is always night when we turn our backs on Jesus. And it is always night when what was meant to be love's greatest appeal between friends and even family becomes hate's dynamic. That is what the devil can do. And we need to be conscious about this, because the devil can take the loveliest things of life between friends and family and twist them until they become the agents of hell and even damnation. He can take love and turn it into lust. He can take discipline and turn it into sadistic cruelty. Outwardly, you would think Judas the best of persons, but inwardly, he was a hypocrite. There is warning here for more than Judas. By our outward actions, we may deceive people, but there is no hiding things from the eye of Christ. And at last, we don't become heroes when we betray others. In Saratoga, New York, there is a strange monument. It is comprised of a sculpture of a boot and an inscription of praise that never mentions by name the one being memorialized. The monument is in honor of Benedict Arnold, a brave Revolutionary War general before he became a traitor. His actions helped avoid disaster at the Battle of Saratoga. When Arnold tried to sell out West Point Colonial Ford, he became a traitor. He later commanded a redcoat army against the colonists. He later went to England, where a few praised him, but most reviled him. He was given land in Canada, but that did not help him find any security or comfort in his latter days. Someone thought Arnold deserved some kind recognition for his early bravery, but because he was vehemently disliked, his name was never mentioned on the inscription his boot was memorialized. That's the way it is for traitors. Whatever good they might have done is obscured by the act of betrayal. Judas learned and taught that lesson. He had given in to the devil, and Satan got the better of him. Dear friend, we must be on the watch so that in our lives, the devil never warps the lovely things to the extent of using them for his own evil purposes. If we submit ourselves to Christ, we walk in the light. If we turn our backs on him, we end up in darkness. May God give us wisdom to choose rightly. Have you betrayed someone lately, despite their love for you? Father, Lord, we pray that you will fill us up with your Holy Spirit and power and grant us the grace to endure suffering with you. Father, we don't want to betray you as Judas Iscariot did to Jesus Christ. We do not want to deny you like Apostle Peter did when you were facing torment. Lord, grant us the grace to stand with you till the very end. Lord Jesus, we come against every feeling of betrayal in our minds. We pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will quench that feeling. Lord, we come against treachery, against our country or fellow people. Your word admonishes us that we should continue to pray for the good of Jerusalem, that those that love it shall prosper. Lord, we want always to seek the peace of our nations. We pray that you would grant us the grace to be faithful. May your blessings be upon us and all that we do in Christ's name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and evermore. Amen.